travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan sitting here next to me, my good friend, Mr. Jeff Motley, and we are at the fabulous VSiN studio, and this is where we talk about all things NASCAR. And last week, Mr. Motley, wow.
Yeah, wow. You know, we had some crazy racing. We had crazy finishes. We had some surprise winners. But it's Talladega. I know you don't like to call it a crapshoot, but, man, if you have the definition of a crapshoot, Talladega had it last weekend.
Yeah, look, I don't like the word, but you know what? I got to say that when you have three first-time winners with the odds as high as they were, but that's what I tell you. It's not a crapshoot, but that's why I loved racing that place, because you give underdogs a chance, and that was amazing deal. We got to start off talking, you know, first, the truck race, the Xfinity race, great winners, but Bubba Wallace, way to go, his first win, a lot of history there, you know, and that's been talked about by a bunch, but as a better, Jeff, you and I were doing, I had to go behind the book at the South Point. So we found a very cool, everybody's been saying, what about if you had a trifecta, all this stuff? Okay. So I went back and looked. We found, what did you find? Brandon Brown was a plus 20,000. He was a 200-to-1 shot. We found that.
Yes.
We couldn't find a Tate Fogelman at this point.
We found a field bet.
But we found a field at plus 900. And, of course, Bubba Wallace was 25, which is 2,500-to-1.
And these were in three different areas, races. So it would have been hard to have done a parlay.
Yes.
But if you did.
If you did a $5 bet on those three drivers.
I know you're using your calculator for effect, but you've already figured
I've already
out.
Figured it out, but I want to read the number correctly. If you do that bet as a $5 bet parlay with a 2,500 to 1, a 20,000 to 1, and a plus 9,000.
900.
I mean, sorry, plus 900. That's right, not 9,000. That pays you. You ready for this, guys? This is why this is a gambling show. $5 parlay on those three winners was $261,000, $295. For $5 parlay.
That's pretty good for $5. That's turning a beer into a brewery.
And if you just say that you could have found a Tate Fogelman, who, Jeff, would you argue that he would be about the same price as a Brandon Brown?
Potentially, yeah, he could have, yeah.
If you find him somewhere where he was pulled out of the field, and that same $5 bet, and we put him at a plus 20,000, a Brandon Brown range, $5,252,125.
That's just crazy. It's crazy to think about, you know, but it's...
That's what makes betting so much fun.
And it's also what makes Talladega fun.
Yes.
You know, and look, you can say, okay, Bubba won a rain-shortened race, but he raced for that. He was running hard, and he knew the rain was coming.
Look, and anybody... First of all, every time somebody wins a rain-shortened race, everybody kind of poo-poos the win, like, oh, it's a rain-shortened race. So he's going to get the same deal that Joey Logano got from his first career win, that... Justin Haley.
We have Justin Haley. We had
Chris Buescher in the fall.
David Rudeman, 600.
All those guys got heat for winning in the rain. Let me tell you something. I don't care what the win is. I said this when Justin Haley won. A win's a win, baby.
I'll take it. And if you want to know what it really means, a guy who never won but was a great racer, who's been a buddy of mine for 30-some years, Rick Mast. Go back and check Rick Mast's social media post on Monday night when he said what he would have given to have won a race, whether it was rain or not.
I would have done. I mean, just to get that win, I would have done it. And if you look, if you were a better, forget the parlay now, because the parlay did not happen. People
Correct.
Were making jokes. But Bubba Wallace to win, 25-to-1 shot. Bubba Wallace top three, 850. Bubba Wallace group C, 270. And it was really funny, if you remember last week, we did have 23-11 Racing in a team bet, which one team, a la 25-to-1. So Bubba Wallace played big dividends, and me in our betting league.
Someone at this desk had Bubba winning that group C.
Somebody won that. That was a good win for somebody. And somebody mm-hmm. who needed big wins went all across the board, and I dartboarded right around Bubba.
Yes, you did.
I put all around him, just didn't pick him. So Bubba, great job on bringing the cash and tickets for your people. That was unbelievable.
And also, I do want to point out, you know, those who want to criticize winning races in the rain. Jeff Gordon won five rain shortened races. Darrell Waltrip won four, and I don't see anybody trying to take any
wins
away from those guys.
That they have five less wins than he should have had.
Correct.
No, I'd have taken that Justin Haley win. If we didn't wreck early, that probably would have been a win for me and the Beard family, because we are always in front of the 77. Would have made the same call. I'd be sitting here today as a Cup winner instead of almost Cup winner. So I would have taken that and been glad. Hey, college basketball, I got 5 points. I would love to hold up two hands.
It's true. That would have made you like one of those guys that won in all three series.
All three series.
I didn't even think about that.
I was right there. But a good race to watch. And if we go to the top tens, you know, everybody that run in the top 10, still some good returns. Brad Keselowski was plus 400. Joey Logano was plus 330. Huge shakeup in the for the playoff odds.
Well, it is, especially if you're the Hendrick team now.
Because if you look at these guys in the top 10, Christopher Bell, big deal for him. Got a bunch of points, made it where he still is probably in a win or nothing situation.
Unfortunately, his performance in Vegas is still killing him. Way behind.
But
the
look at Eric Jones, Anthony Alfredo,
fast
how about pasta.
Yeah, and I told that's you
that might be the first fast pasta call we've ever had on.
I think
on
you're
Gone
right.
Racing.
It might be the first man. I told you I thought Eric Jones was a guy that could run well because that 43 car has always been good at Daytona and Talladega, and Eric's good there. So good run for him. But I love Alfredo getting his first career top 10. And they're good for him.
Nope, that was a lot of fun. What also is fun, though, is you get all these fun names. You get the names that we don't get to talk about all season. Anthony Alfredo, Eric Jones, you know, even Chris Buescher, who's had a rough last half of this season. These guys, good wins, good runs for them.
You know, and he ran in the lead for a good portion of that race.
Yeah,
Buescher did a good job.
So let's now talk about what we go on to, though, is the playoffs. That's what we're here for, right? This is now a lot of people are in. You got a bunch of guys now. They're in basically two guys in particular that, Jeff, I have been bragging on all season long, right? And one of them is going to miss this no matter what. There is only one way for William Byron and Alex Bowman to make it.
And that's one of them to win.
So one of them is absolutely going home. William Byron, Alex Bowman, one of them will not advance to the next round.
Well, you know, and Byron kind of rose from the ashes
at Bristol
by finishing second. I don't think a second place is going to be enough
for him
here. Unless he can win two stages and get a second, then
maybe.
Yeah,
but even then, here's the problem. You say mathematically there's 60 points available. So mathematically he could. But the problem is you need to have Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick and Christopher Bell and William Byron. All of them have to have dead last type finishes. So the mathematically, only Byron Bowman and even Christopher Bell are in a must win. Those three are gone. Kevin Harvick can point his way in, but this is like big news. I mean, there's names in there that you and I, we were not high on the Fords.
Well, and I think the thing you also have to look at is it's pretty, unless something crazy happens, Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, or Kevin Harvick, one of those three is going home.
Yes.
I think. Now, I mean, Blaney's 15-point cushion is pretty good, not to mention we know how Blaney, he won the Roval the first race, and we know it was a little bit of a backdoor win, but he was still running third, and Blaney's a guy on these type courses, he seems to hang around.
He's got five top fives in the last 10 road course races.
Exactly.
He's not a bad road racer.
Right. He's not a guy that goes out there like Chase Elliott or like what we've seen Martin Truex Jr. or Kyle Larson and just go and run away from people, but he's always in the mix. And this is not the kind of track where you get taken out where you finish last.
Blaney just needs to have a solid day, run 10th, 11th, 12th all day. Nobody, and he will make it.
Right. I think the guy that's up there in the standings a little bit that could potentially have a problem is Keselowski. He's 20 points to the good, but I think if I look at those top eight guys, he's the one that I question the most on the road course.
Yes, he has been the most suspect, especially lately. On road courses,
yes.
Absolutely. Brad has been the one, and he said that they have been terrible.
Or road courses not named Watkins Glen.
Yeah, or there you go. He did finish fifth in the first Charlotte Roval in 2019. And he did fifth this year at the Daytona road course. Roval. You call it a Roval?
The Day Roval. I don't Roval. Know. Roval-tona. How about Roval-tona?
Oh, God. So he has finished fifth on the Daytona road course this year. But other than that, this year he's been abysmal on road courses. So, you know, Brad now doesn't have to be anything flashy. Him and Ryan, all they got to do is have a solid day.
Don't hit a barricade.
Don't hit the wall. Don't hit a barricade. Finish 15th, finish 12th, finish 8th, 10th, and you're going to advance.
And the other great thing for Brad, he's going to start up front. And in a road course race, I know where you start doesn't matter in a lot of races. On a road course,
that helps.
Can make a big difference. That,
and now you're going to see some strategy plays because people are going to be racing for stage points, where normally we see this where guys don't care about stage points. They want finish. Now you have the added benefit of stage points involved with this. It's going to be a heck of a race. But you are right. A Chase Elliott, a Kyle Busch, or a Kevin Harvick. Most likely, one of those three drivers.
And the one I think that is probably the worst of the three on the road courses is the one that's on the outside looking in right now, Kevin Harvick. So I think it's going to be a real uphill climb for Harvick. I think if you ask me, those eight guys at the top are going to win now. You get a Christopher Bell, William Byron, or Alex Bowman win
now
the race.
Now two of those guys aren't making it.
And now two of those guys are not making it. That's exactly right.
No, look, there's a lot of scenarios here. And
last time I checked, I believe Christopher Bell has a win on a course very similar to this.
One Daytona at the road course this year.
And Byron's a guy that I expect to run well.
So that leads us to the championship odds. And as we always talk about championship odds, it's all about timing when you do futures, right? You've missed the boat on some. You might be able to catch a boat on others. And right now I look at this sheet and I go, look, Kyle Larson staying the same. Denny Hamlin has shrunk to nothing. We all know
the
that.
The ship sailed on Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, those two guys are there. They're the favorites. I go to that second page, though. Kevin Harvick, we've just been talking about him. 22-1. He's dropped all the way to 22-1. We just said he's not a good bet to win, we don't think. But you got to look at that odd and say if he makes it in, that's going to be great. And even a Kyle Busch at plus 900. It's going to go the other way if he makes the round.
Right, but I'll tell you what. I like, of all those guys there, especially the double-digit ones, I like a Blaney at 14-1. Because I know
it's
Blaney.
Still going to go down.
Here's the deal. I know Blaney's going to run well at Texas. I'm expecting Blaney to run well this week. He's going to run well at Kansas. Now, Martinsville and Phoenix, although he ran better at Martinsville, I believe, in the last race there than he's ever run. So I think Blaney's a guy. He's kept hanging around this year, around.
A good way to hedge is to go off of that bet. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the race this weekend at the Roval, and we'll give you the odds and our picks in a minute. Welcome back in, everybody. Gone Racing, Brennan Gaughan, Jeff Motley. We are now going to get into the odds for the Charlotte Roval race this weekend at the road course. And Jeff, we've had three races at this racetrack. And of the three races, shocker.
Chase Elliott's won two of them.
Hey, there you go.
And he won one of them after going completely into the foam barrier in turn one on a restart, and you thought his day was
don't they call
completely
that Alka-Seltzer corner or something like that? Heartburn turn.
Because they got the big Alka-Seltzer banners,
on it.
And they branded it.
Absolutely unbelievable that he did that, too, by the way. That turn has been...
Ryan Blaney won the first one because Jimmy Johnson took out Martin Truex Jr. coming to the checkered flag on the final.
In fact,
I believe it took like 20 seconds for Blaney to finally get around to the checkered flag while neither one of those cars were running.
And that was where Kyle Larson blew the tire to make it, but he just ran it up into the wall.
Let the wall steer the car.
Yeah, no, the Charlotte road course has absolutely come up with some great racing since they came out with it. But some guys have done well there. You look at, there's been three races. You got guys that Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, and Alex Bowman all have had top tens in all three of them. And Chase, Ryan, and Alex Bowman have two top fives out of those races.
And you've also got Harvick, Truex, and Byron who have got, top tens in two of the three. And Truex easily would have had all three of them if he doesn't get wrecked coming to the checkered flag. And we talked about, William Byron, Kevin Harvick, Alex Bowman, what do they all have in common this week? And Christopher Bell, although he's not one of the guys we're talking about here.
They all got to win.
Well, Harvick may not have to win, but they're on the outside looking in.
Well, and, there's some surprising ones here, though. Now, Martin Truex, let's put an asterisk next to old Martin Truex's name. That very first one, Martin Truex had one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was clearly the best car. No question.
So, first one, he still finished seventh, I think it was, but he just didn't have the finish that he was supposed to have. He's finished seventh at two of them. So, Martin Truex has a couple top tens, no win for it. But remember, Martin, before does Chase Elliott run, who was the guy we were talking about being the best?
was Martin Truex Jr.
Martin Truex
and
Jr. Even,
and before that, really, it was Harvick. You know, Harvick got really good there for a while in road courses. I mean, he would go to Sonoma and really dominate.
Yeah, but I don't consider Sonoma a real road course. Sorry, I know you worked there.
Okay, but it is still a road course for the drivers. So,
sorry.
By the way, rude. Do you think there's a chance that we – well, you know there was something that happened last week, by the way, at Talladega that had never happened in the history of NASCAR since the playoffs started. We had a guy who was not a playoff driver at any point in the season win a race.
Win a race. That's
now,
right.
William Byron won last year at Talladega, but he had started in the – but he was already knocked out. Do you think we could get it two in a row this week?
You know, I mean, if you look at – we'll get to the odds to win, but if you look at the list of
does
guys
– A.J. Allmendinger, you know, A.J. Allmendinger win this race?
That was exactly where I was going to go was if you look at the field, there's a guy sitting back there in 33rd starting position that is your ultimate streak breaker here, the Dinger. The Dinger is dang good at road racing, and he is dang good there. So –
And he's going to get a race in the day before.
He's going to be one of the only guys.
Xfinity race.
You ready for this? Four races at the Charlotte Roval. He's got three top tens. And
this is it.
Sorry,
this is adding Xfinity income.
Road courses this year.
Oh,
I didn't mean Charlotte. Sorry, road courses this year. Remember, he won the Indianapolis road course. He was seventh at Daytona, fifth in Austin. Then they broke at Road America. But he has been on fire at the road courses this year. So you could see a guy that hasn't been in the playoffs yet.
By the way, Chase Elliott wasn't criticized for winning at Austin, was he? In the rain.
And it was rain shortened.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Those are the guys that are
we
good.
We digress.
Let's get you to the odds that win the race now. So going into the Charlotte Bank of America Roval 400, shocker here once again, the man that is the odds-on favorite to win this race, Chase Elliott, is plus 220. Kyle Larson's 450. Martin Truex Jr. is 700. Kyle Busch, 10-1. Denny Hamlin, 11. William Byron, 13. Christopher Bell, 15. A.J. Allmendinger is at 18. Joey Logano, 20. And Ryan Blaney, 22-1 on that first page. Motley, winner's going to come from that page.
I do believe the winner will come from that page. You know, Chase Elliott has...
I say that because Dinger's on the first page.
Well, Chase Elliott has been a little more mortal this year on the road courses, I think.
He's made mistakes.
Well, we've seen Larson... We've seen Larson run better on road courses. Mm-hmm. You mentioned we saw A.J. Allmendinger get a win on a road course this year. We've seen Christopher Bell get a win on a road course.
Yeah, but Chase Elliott blew that at Daytona. Absolutely blew it on his own.
No question. But that's my whole point, though. He has seemed a little more mortal this year on road courses.
Yeah, but he's
now,
still
I know
ready
he won
this.
At Road America, and he won at COTA. But he's just been a little bit more mortal.
We're saying he's mortal. He finished 21st at Daytona, and then first, second, fourth. I mean, that's what we're saying is more mortal.
Because didn't we almost expect him to win every road course race this year?
Second, fourth. I mean, dude, it's unbelievable what he's doing. I mean, he's just average finish of 3.5. Dear goodness, dude. I mean, absolutely unbelievable.
And I also don't think Martin Truex has been nearly as consistent on the road courses as what we've seen in past years, too. He seems to have dropped off just a little bit.
Martin has been a little more up and down on it. He has not been as consistent, but... It's still, you look, I mean, the guys there, Ryan Blaney, you talked about, won it the first time. He's a 22-1 shot. I mean, that's.
But he's a guy that you figure is going to be around the top five most of the day. He's got a good starting position, and he's good on these kind of courses.
See, but
he's
as a
got
better,
confidence.
I'm going to worry about one thing as a better, and I got to keep this into play as a better. Stage points versus race win. Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski. All these guys need to make sure they just stay and get some stage points and get a decent finish.
Right, a couple of good stages, and they got a real cushion going.
And they
into
got
the
a
final
cushion.
Stage.
But a guy like Chase Elliott is not stage. And Chase Elliott is stage point racing. But Chase Elliott is so strong. Do he and his crew chief Greg Ives give up the going for the stage points and just go for the win because they're that strong?
Well, I think if you're in a situation like Chase Elliott, I think the first thing you're thinking is I'm going to go win this race. And I think if I'm
– you race that way or do you go for stage points?
Well, if I'm Greg Ives, I'm racing to win this race. I'm not racing for stage points in this race.
Well, let's go to the second page of odds real quick.
Here's why. Because I know that William Byron, Alex Bowman, and Kevin Harvick and Christopher Bell are all four going to be racing to win this race.
And Christopher Bell can win.
And if they win this race, it may not matter how many stage points I get. It's going to knock me out. So I think your focus has got to be on winning because you know those other guys, that's what they're looking to do.
Well, the second page has Bowman, Harvick at 25, Kurt Busch, 28, Ross, 30, Chase, 35, Brad K, 40, Matty D, 50, Tyler Reddick, 50, Michael McDowell, little asterisk there, 60, and 80-1 Chris Buescher. Michael's a heck of a road racer. But see, what I look at is Kevin Harvick is going to race for stage points. He knows he hasn't been strong enough to win lately. He's going to try to get as many points as he can and get a good finish and try to outpoint these guys.
But if he's really looking at trying to outpoint Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch, I think he's barking up the wrong tree.
But if they don't race for stage points, he gets stage points and finishes. You get 2 second-place finishes in stages and finish 10th, and they finish 3rd with no stage points. He gets more points than them. He gains 9 points.
Okay, well, then they've got a tie.
Well, he gains actually like
18
points.
And he loses all tiebreakers.
I'm saying he pays like 18 points. I'm just saying he loses that cushion he has. So I'm going to have to look at this how we bet and say, I got to look and pay attention to where you're at on that bubble, who's going to race for stage points, who probably isn't. It's going to make this betting this weekend very difficult.
I don't disagree with you. And I think, you know, crew chiefs, and it's something people need to understand, crew chiefs run road courses backwards in their mind.
But they might not this weekend because...
Well, there's a bunch of them that will.
Most feelable.
Kyle Busch might be the one who probably figures, well, I'm probably not going to win, so I need to get all the
stage points I can.
I just got to believe if you're Chase Elliott, you have so much confidence, you're going for the win.
Well, let's get into the odds of the top three, which, as we all know, Mr. Motley, they always kind of mirror our wins. But how about this? Another shocker on the season. We have two guys in the top three that are minus numbers. We have a minus 240 on Chase Elliott and a minus 110.
Minus 240. Have we ever seen that in the top three?
That's a pretty high minus number.
Wow.
That's a pretty high negative number for a race
That
winner.
Is not enticing bettors to put any money on Chase Elliott
for
top three.
They want you to bet him. And Kyle Larson's minus 110. Marty Truex is plus 160. Kyle Busch, 330. Denny Hamlin, 370. William Byron, 425. Seabell, 500. The Dinger, plus 600. Ooh, I like that. Joey Logano, 650. And Ryan Blaney, 750. Second page. Let's knock it out real quick, Motley. 800 for Bowman, 850 for Harvick, 950 Kurt Busch, then double-digit guys. Ross, 10, Chase Briscoe, 11, Brad K, 13, Matty D, Tyler Reddick, 17. So there's that Michael McDowell again, 20, and Chris Buescher, 28-1. I keep inflexing it at, of course, our Daytona 500 winner, Michael McDowell. He's a heck of a road racer. Do I think he can get top three, though?
I don't know about a top three. I agree. He is a good road racer. You know, I look at those top threes right now. The two guys that kind of jump out at me, a couple of those Penske guys, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, plus 650 and plus 750. And like I said, I'm pretty confident Ryan Blaney's going to be hanging around top five most of the day.
I think that Ryan Blaney, the problem I have is that Blaney, I think, is going to go kind of for the stage points. But I like that Dinger at 600, man, and the Seabell. Seabell's going to go win this race. He's going to win the race. That's all he's got.
Bowman and Byron have no choice.
I think that those are great guys because they're going to go for the W. They're not going to worry about stage points. They're going to be able to strategy.
Easter famine for them.
Yep. So I like those guys. All right, there's your top threes. There's your odds. When we come back, we'll do the head-to-heads. And, of course, we'll start getting to our group matchups and our picks when we return on Gone Racing. Welcome again, everybody. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan here with you at the VSiN studio at the South Point. And Jeff, we're doing the Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway. And we've done our head-to-heads and our top threes. And we're on to our top threes and our wins. Now we're on to the head-to-heads.
By the way, let me ask you, which word do you hate more, Roval or crapshoot?
Roval.
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 Okay. I was just curious.
By far.
You've been very opinionated on both, so just checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I showed you the stats. It's not a crapshoot. I've shown you the stats.
Until Tate Fogelman, Brandon Brown, and Bubba Wallace sweep three races.
Just because it gives underdogs a chance doesn't mean you still didn't get another top 10 for a Joey Logano, another top 10 for a Denny Hamlin. The guys that run well, they're still run well there. My theory still held true.
I'm just asking a question.
Okay. So, unlike last week at Talladega at the crapshoot Yellowwood 500, the Roval 400, the head-to-heads are a lot of fun this week.
There's some big numbers out there.
I mean, look, a Martin Truex Jr., who is the guy that right before Chase Elliott came along was the guy to beat on road courses. Chase Elliott is a plus one, or Martin Truex is a plus 150 to Chase Elliott's minus 170.
That's enormous. And look at the Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott number. Kyle Larson plus 130 to Chase Elliott's minus 150. You're going to get Kyle Larson on a plus 130 anywhere?
I mean, that's head-to-head. He's minus 110 on a head-to-head or on a top three. So, I mean, you're getting better odds just to go head-to-head with him against Chase.
Absolutely.
That's pretty impressive. There's other ones in here, though, that kind of strike me. We got a Christopher Bell. He's even money. Christopher, of course, won the Daytona race this year that we've talked about so much. And then Michael McDowell gets a negative 120 against the Chris Buescher's even money, which I might jump all over that Michael McDowell bet if you want the truth.
Well, you jump all over it. I'll tell you one that jumps out at me that I really like, and I think it's because of the disparity. Kyle Busch plus 130 against Martin Truex Jr.'s minus 150. And given the fact that Truex has not been nearly as consistent on the road courses this year as what we've seen over the past few years, and Kyle Busch is a guy who knows he's got to get out there and run well because he's on the cut line, Truex has got a little bit more room for error, so he's probably going to give up a spot here or there to ensure things don't somebody doesn't basically decide
just
to turn him around.
Yeah, just
because if you get turned around, you lose 20 spots.
Yeah.
So I really like that Kyle Busch there plus 130 against Truex is minus 150.
I think the fun one they added here, and this of course is from the Westgate, the Superbook at the Westgate gives us these. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. minus 120 to Bubba Wallace is even money. Those are two guys we just don't normally get to see in a head to head. I think it's fun.
No, it is fun, and I think you get Bub up there because he came off winning the last
absolutely.
Race. And Stenhouse, who's actually this year, has been a little bit better on road courses than what we've seen in the past.
Doing some digging, they've actually both have their career best finishes this year on road courses. They've had their career best going through. I like average finish 18.4 to an average finish of 23.7, evenly matched. That's a fun one down there. You want to give a reason to watch the race all the way through the field? There's your head-to-head to let you watch all the way through the field to let you go have fun and try to figure something
well,
out.
Well, yeah, that makes you watch the NBC Sports ticker.
That's right. That's what's going to make you watch the whole
thing.
Because
you may not see – well, you're going to see a lot of Bubba early because they're going to be talking about the win
at
Talladega. But if Bubba's running 20th or 25th all day, they're going to forget about him pretty quickly.
You know, speaking of, McDonald's was – you realize that McDonald's, that was only like their first win since like 94 or something.
And you know who was driving the car in 94?
Bill Elliott.
I think it was Jimmy Spencer.
Ooh, even Spencer. But you know how Kevin Harvick does the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion thing? You know, he wins or whatever. You get a Bloomin' Onion or top five. How about some free chicken nuggets or something?
Yeah, I don't know what they did.
I don't think anybody got anything free. I think McDonald's should get into like a free chicken nugget thing or something. I mean, I'm a chicken nugget guy. Look, everybody. I mean, nobody ever.
I'd just settle for some fries.
Okay, a fry.
I like McDonald's.
I'll take it. All right, let's get into our group matchup since we've now digressed into the fast food industry. And Group A, once again, Jeff, shocker. Group A has the largest disparity we have ever seen doing gone racing on group matchups. We have a plus 140 with Chase Elliott, a plus 275 with Kyle Larson, and then Martin Truex Jr. 345, and Kyle Busch a plus 495. Jeff Motley, that is the largest disparity by far we have ever had on a group matchup.
I totally agree. And so let me think about this now. Kyle Larson is minus 110 for a top three.
He's
plus 130 head-to-head.
Plus 130 head-to-head.
With Chase Elliott. But he's plus 275 to win Group A. Other than maybe picking him to win, if you're going to bet Kyle Larson, here's where you bet Kyle Larson. Now the win it's 450, it's a bigger return, but I think again we get into one of those situations where anything could happen. Like for example, we could have a fuel mileage race or something. But Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, they're both Hendrick teammates. They're both Larson's in good shape already for the playoffs. They will follow a similar strategy.
I mean, the worst is I'm not enticed on a Kyle Busch 495. I'm not even talking about a Kyle Busch 495.
Are you enticed at Martin Truex Jr. at plus 345?
Yes. Kyle Busch, 16th best fantasy point getter in the last 10 races. Only three top fives. And they're all this year. Fifth, third, and fourth. Sonoma, Elkhart Lake, Watkins Glen. But that still doesn't entice me enough to go on him. And it almost entices me enough on Martin Truex. But I do like the Kyle Larson bet there. I do like that. All right, let's get into Group B. We got Denny Hamlin, 255. We have Christopher Bell, 270. William Byron, 270. And A.J. Allmendinger, 295. This a little more standard of our looking groups. What comes off to me here is you got people running for different things.
No, I disagree. I think you've got four guys all running for the same thing.
That's well,
they all four, like Denny Hamlin. How many bonus points can I collect because I'm in?
Win.
No. Bell Byron, I don't win, I'm out of the playoffs. And A.J. Allmendinger, I'm not even in the playoffs.
And that's so what I meant was guys in different positions in the deal, but they all have one goal in this group.
Correct. Nobody's points racing.
Nobody's running
group.
For points.
They're all running
A.J. Allmendinger
to win.
Is not, he is trophy hunting, and he wants another cup win. Byron needs the win. Bell needs the win, and Denny Hamlin just wants to flat out beat you.
Well,
and
it does Denny Hamlin no good to get, I mean, unless he wins stages. Now, he gets one bonus point for the stage.
He'd rather
have the win.
Denny'd rather go for the win. And how about this year, though? Denny Hamlin, I mean, you look at how he's been running lately. Third at the Daytona Road Course, eighth at Sonoma, fifth at Elkhart, fifth at Watkins Glen. He's been strong on road courses this year. Led laps in all of them. I mean, Denny's not a slouch right now. We're so focused on Chase and Kyle. Denny's not a slouch in that. This is a bloodbath group right here.
Oh, it absolutely is. And in fact, I think this would be a fun group.
Just to watch.
It'd be a fun group to bet if you didn't really have a lot of skin in the game.
Just this is the group. I'm watching this group just because that's going to be the group that you know you're going to see the most action out of. They are all running for the win, and they are running to just – they don't care what fenders look like. They're going to win.
And I think it's kind of interesting that in Group A you've got four guys that are in the playoffs but none that are that comfortable. Even Kyle Larson at plus 22, if something bad was to befall him early on in this race at Roval, it could still cost him. So the group – all the Group A, they really, really have a lot on the line, whereas Group B, you're right, it's – bring home what's checkers or records, right?
Group B is the checkers or records group. I'm all in on that one. All right, let's jump into Group C, where we have another kind of standard-looking group, but with some big odds at the end. Ryan Blaney, 230. Joey Logano, 230, are two favorites. You got Alex Bowman, 315, and Kevin Harvick, 335. You know, here you have the same situation where you've got a guy points racing, a guy that has to win,
and a guy who we think might have to win.
So this is another tough group. But Blaney's my favorite in the group just from how well he's been driving on a road course. But even Logano's not bad.
Well, and I think it's really hard to differentiate the difference between Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano here. I mean, which is probably why they're both at plus 230, because they're almost kind of like they're kind of the same guy when it comes to road courses. To me, the guy that's interesting there is Bowman. Because Bowman has run really, really well on this particular road course. He's been very good here. That's a big number at plus 315, and you know he's going for the win.
See, that's what I like about Bowman in this, is because I know he's not going to play a stage point game and try to worry about – he's going to go for run it completely backwards like you talked. Blaney, I think, is going to – and Logano are just going to kind of run it straight. They're going to want
Blaney and Logano know if they get some stage points, they're good to go.
They're good to go.
And they're both starting up near the front.
Yeah.
So
I do like that Bowman pick right there at 315. I think that's a very, very solid pick. I do like that. Let's get into Group D real quick. And we got Ross Chastain, 245. His teammate Kurt Busch, 245. Brad K, 300. And Chase Briscoe at a 305. That Briscoe number, hold on a sec.
I don't have much faith in Ross Chastain in this group, but boy, I could make a case for the other three. First off, we've talked about Kurt many times, an underrated racer on these type courses. We've seen him lead laps on these type courses. He's going to be fine. Brad Keselowski, he's got a lot on the line here. He's got to run well. It's important for him to lock in. Chase Briscoe in the Xfinity Series certainly proved he was very good on these courses. We saw a great run out of Chase Briscoe at Road America this year, and we've seen him get better and better on some of these road courses.
No, but Kurt has been very good. Sixth at the Indianapolis Grand Prix, fourth at Road America. Kurt's been good. That Chase Briscoe, though, he's been really good on road course. I mean, that's where he came from. That's the world he cut his teeth in.
Yeah, I don't like Chastain, even though he's the favorite here, but boy, I can make a case for the others.
Yeah, I don't know why he's the favorite on there, too. Looking at stats, that's – I mean, I guess he's got one tough eye. I don't know. I think Chastain would be good. All right. When we come back, we're going to finish the group matchups, and we'll give you our picks and tell you how we did last week. See you in a second, guys. Welcome in, everybody. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check us out at VSiN.com/subscribe. There's multiple other ways for you to watch. VSiN's available on Fubo and Sling. VSiN is partnered with iHeartMedia. You can also access VSiN on Alexa devices. For all the ways to watch and listen, go to VSiN.com/subscribe today. Welcome in again, everybody. Brendan Gaughan, Jeff Motley.
2 weeks in a row, you and I have each gotten through the read without fumbling all over.
Well, I did kind of start. Well, and had me laughing behind the booth back there. I got dancing Ann today. Oh. So I was off my game when we went right back. So, but no, we didn't pineapple the read this week. So
she is dancing.
Ba-dum-bum. All right, let's finish off our group matchups. Oh, wow, we are bad puns.
And this is just water, by the way, people. I promise.
Well, but it is South Point water. Who knows what they put in.
Well, that's a good point.
All right, we just finished off Group D, and now we're going to go into our final group, which is our Group E. Or not our final, sorry, our two last groups, Group E and F. Michael McDowell leads the way in Group E at 250. Chris Buescher at 270. Austin Dillon is 275. And Daniel Suarez, 295. You know, I got a lot of things in this one personally, there's a lot of things I like in this one.
Well, McDowell is obviously a guy because he is a pretty good road course
racer.
He's
a heck of a road racer.
There's your boy Austin Dillon, who you talked about how he hates road courses, but has run better this year than he's ever run before.
He has had three of the four road races, three of them were consecutive career best finishes.
And Suarez is a guy who
is a great road racer.
He was a great road racer before he got to the Cup Series.
But remember, I talked this year. I bet him every road race this year, and he broke a transmission every road race. And I said at the last road race, I said there is no way that Daniel Suarez can break another transmission this year, and I bet him. What he did?
That tells I'm all about the common denominator theory. He's doing something wrong.
I don't disagree. No, I'm not saying. But I remember I said that this year. I was like, no way, and you went, you jinxed him, and no. I did.
I like McDowell here, by the way.
I like Austin Dillon. Maybe that's with my heart, but guess what? Sometimes we bet with our hearts, and that tends to happen. And now let's get into our final group, Group F, which is Eric Jones leading the way at 255, Eric Almirola 265, right there at Cole Custer 265, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at 305. Wow, that's a tough one.
See, I look at this one and I think, man, if you want some value, that's a big number on Stenhouse for a guy who's been running better on road courses.
Better, but Eric Jones is by far, and this is with current equipment even. This year, he's got just this season, 14, 16, 11, a crash, 19, and 7.
Okay, but I think outside that 7th place finish, Stenhouse has been pretty good. I mean, he's got a couple of decent
He's got 11th.
He's got 11th.
That was his career best.
11th or just 11th?
Just an 11th. So Stenhouse, if you go to just this year's races, just this year he's got 17, 18, 22, 37, a 12, a 19, and 11. So
I just like the big number on Stenhouse there. I like the plus 305. I think that's a good number.
I think Eric Jones will come in on that one. And notice we didn't mention anything about Eric Almirola or Cole Custer.
We're trying to say you got a plus 255 and a plus 305 and a head-to-head.
Yeah, I mean, Cole Custer's got a top 10 this year, but yep. I like Eric Jones on that one. All right, well, let's get into how we did last week.
Well, and we got our team race winner.
Oh, that's right. We do have the team race winner.
Even though it's not much on Hendrick team.
How about that for the team race winner? Plus 100 for Hendrick. Joe Gibbs, 230. Team Penske, 950. Stuart Haas, 14-1. Chip Ganassi, 17. Colleg Racing, 18-1 with their one driver of A.J. Allmendinger at 18-1. Richard Childress Racing, 35. Woods Brothers, 50. Front Row, 60. Roush Fenway Racing at 60. And Colleg Racing, 18-1. What was his odds to win the race?
18-1.
18-1. Oh, hey, how about that?
But if you wanted to take a real flyer, Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick combined for a 35-1. I mean, if you want a big high number and you just wanted to have some fun with something.
Tyler's not bad. And Austin's been better. Tyler's got three top tens this year in eight races in his career.
And we didn't find him in a head-to-head or in a group this week. So
I mean, Tyler actually isn't half bad, and Austin's been getting better. If they take, like you said, a strategy race, anything can happen.
And I'm just saying it's 35-1. Now, would I bet it at 20-1? No, but 35-1, couple bucks,
I like the Team Penske 950 with Ryan Blaney, who's you still got Brad, Joey, and Ryan, who are all, good road racers. There's some intriguing stuff there on the race winner side, but 100 and the 230 absolutely deserved.
Don't even touch Hendrick though, because if you're gonna bet on Hendrick, just go ahead and bet Chase Elliott or Kyle Larson to win.
You'll
it's a plus 250 or a plus 450 as opposed to a plus 100.
You'll get a better return on that. Now we get into last week, and
I'm really been looking forward to this.
Yeah, I figured you would be saying you'd be looking forward to this. So I went out on the limb last week and tried to I need to make up some ground, right? I've been going the right direction.
And how'd that work out for you?
It didn't go well for me. I was an 0 for 5 listener last week. Mr. Motley, you did get the race winner of Bubba Wallace in his group.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You got the race winner, Bubba Wallace in his group. And you got a Brad K in a top three. So you did come home in the positive numbers. Me and the and now, the pit crew, can I give an asterisk? Joe Gibbs Racing to win the race? 23-11 is a Joe Gibbs team. I mean, kind of.
Yeah, well, it doesn't count because there was a line on 23-11.
Yes, there was. Yes, there was. And that's why we say that Woods Brothers isn't Penske and all that. So bad day for me and the pit crew. Good day for Mr. Jeff Motley. I've still been going the right direction lately, so fortunately I've been moving the right direction, but that did not help
me. It should be pointed out if you're watching on our screen that the standings are not updated on the screen for the season total. No.
You sure? I think those standings look correct to me.
They are not correct.
And I think they look correct to me. Nobody else remembers that. I mean,
well, if anybody wants to zoom in, I can show you what they are here. I'm now on the plus side at 3.1. So my lead is.
This is why he wants to make sure he corrects that graphic.
My lead is now commanding over the rest of you guys.
I'm going to make it up this week because I'm going to get some big winners. So, with that being said, we do get to make our picks, and the last ones go first, which me and them are tied. So, I'll read the pick crews first since it's in my hand. And they, listen, I like the pit crew's picks this week. They've gone pretty solid. Martin Truex to win plus 700. We've talked about it. An A.J. Allmendinger at plus 600 for a top three. That's another good number. Kyle Larson over Chase Elliott plus 130. Group A, Chase Elliott plus 140. And they went Eric Almirola in Group F plus 265. I'm not sure where they found that one.
Okay.
Then we'll go, I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going into a race winner, Motley.
All right.
I'm going to take a Kyle Larson to race win at plus 450. That's a good return on a race on
totally
a Kyle
agree.
Larson. I like that one. I'm taking two top threes. I'm going with the Dinger at plus 600, and I'm going with Blaney at the 750. I think that Blaney can run this race pretty square and end up giving me a top three there. And then I cannot stay away from that Group C Alex Bowman. I really like that plus 315 Group C on him. And then I'm going to go betting with my heart, maybe, but I'm taking my Austin Dillon in Group E. Keep that string of career best finishes coming. I want to see AD3 give me a good run. Give me a top 10 even this week, Austin. I like it.
Well, I think you will enjoy the fact that you and I are not going head-to-head.
I get a chance to gain on him. That's what we got.
So I'm going to go with Joey Logano for a top three. Plus 650. I think that's a very good return. I do like that Kyle Busch plus 130 against Martin Truex Jr.'s minus 150. So I'm going Kyle Busch plus 130. And my others will be in the groups. I like your Kyle Larson pick, but I'm not going out race winner. I'm going top three. Kyle Larson at plus 275.
That's group, not top three.
Pardon?
Group.
Group, excuse me. Kyle Larson plus 275, Group A. I'm going Michael McDowell. So I'm going to go head-to-head against you in Group E with Michael McDowell. And then my last pick, I just don't want to pass up that big, huge plus 305 number in Group F on Ricky Stenhouse Jr. So it might be the first time I've ever picked Stenhouse, but I'm going to take him in Group F. So
you said it, not me.
Yeah, well, you've said a lot worse.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never said a thing. Well, that is our show today. Now, guys, we have a little we got a couple minutes here that we left on the end because we will not be having a show next week.
Right.
Listen. We tried to get Pritch to do it for us, of course, Veasan, if you're
Pritchard,
a fan.
Mike Pritchard, Veasan, former NFL star.
That's right.
But
He of course, films after us at Gone Racing, but he didn't love us enough.
He was willing.
I don't think he loved us enough. No love.
He was willing.
He was willing. He was. Yeah. We have prior commitments, me and Mr. Motley, and, since we are the NASCAR experts around here.
Yeah, the standings reflect.
Yeah, the standings reflect the experts that we are.
Really reflect
so
that.
So there will be no Gone Racing next week, but we will put some picks in, and we'll try to tweet them out. At least that way I can get them on Twitter so that
we'll get those on Twitter, and we will discuss both the Texas race and the Roval when we come back to kick off the next round of the playoffs, which
is Texas, then Kansas.
Texas, and then
so
Kansas.
We'll come back for the Kansas race, but we will not have a Texas race for us. So,
correct. But Texas and Kansas are both mile-and-a-half tracks, so, you know.
Whatever the picks are for Kansas will probably make about
the
same
for Texas. And the central time zone, they're in the Midwest, you know.
We're stretching there, guys.
Yeah, we are.
But thank you very much, Mr. Motley. Good luck to you next week. Love you. Wish you the best.
Enjoy a little scuba diving or whatever it is you're doing. So
you might get a chance to get rid of me.
No.
Put a little insurance money on me.
I guess we could both say that.
Put a little insurance money on me. I mean, that my dad's thinking he might get lucky. He's hoping I don't come back. Hopefully for you guys, I'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll see you then when we return on Gone Racing.